Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. Now, I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soda Channel, Sports in Depth show. And as always, we open the show with John Coltrane's Dear Lord, paying homage to the one only true God. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, Lord, thank you. Forgive us the little things we so largely take for granted. And the Lord, that your way be our way. We thank you for blessings forthcoming that have come and all unmerited. And we ask you to bless in all the blessings. In the name of your darling son, Jesus. Amen. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake for the network, Rainbow Soda Channel, Sports in Depth for the show, live from MetLife Stadium. And once again, we are sort of in the same situation that we always seem to be lately here when it's a New York Jet football game. The Jets are behind in the football game. But in keeping with the apropos of the atmosphere, what's happening in New York City, the Yankees are behind down in Baltimore 2-1 as we're watching some of that game here. Andy Pettit, erroneously, the winningest pitcher in the postseason, that's if you count playoff games and World Series games, but if you count just World Series games, he's not the most winningest pitcher in the postseason. Baltimore right now in the fifth inning with a 2-1 lead against the Yankees, who won huge last night. I'm still can't figure out why in the world you let a guy pitch 8 2/3 innings with a 7-2 lead, but then again, like Don King says, only in America, and this is a guy who won the Manager of the Year award with a losing team, so anything can happen when you are, as Ali said, the complexion of the connection. Doc Stanley, Sports it up on the Blake Radio Network. We're going to look at the halftime stats here against the Jets. Jets right now 17-7, trailing. That seems to be the situation always. 10:38 left in the third quarter. We're going to be joined by one of the most renowned sports writers in New York City. And seemings, down in the red zone. Last year, this was the team that was the most productive in the red zone. And once again, it's the same old that always continues to happen. They get down there and they self-destruct. Here's a great chance. If nothing else, you get a field goal. You're back in the football game. What happens? The ball comes the other way. And the field goal that was the last option for the Jets was the last option for the Texans. And once again, they are losing their football game.
Well, the big thing with the Jets are lack execution on third downs. They have 8 first downs rushing, opposed to the Houston Texans. That's the problem with the Jets. They can't execute on third down. They have to play and get their team out of the third down. You put pressure on your team. You put pressure on your quarterback. The lack to be able to protect Mark Sanchez is the problem tonight. It seems that he started off. It mirrored the game 2 weeks ago where they scored that. And they couldn't get going after that. That is the big problem there. Just to give you Mark Sanchez was 9 completion for 19 attempts, 135 yards. His longest pass was 36 yards. Pass receiving. You had Schilling. He was 4 receptions, 29 yards. Jeremy Curley, 6 receptions. But the Jets cannot get two on third down. That's a problem. And they're going to struggle against this team, who they are 5-0 all time in meeting the.
I tell you what. Let's forget the 5-0 all time, okay? Because right now they're close to making it 5-1, which I talked about on the way over. This is not the same Jet team that beat them to get this 5-0 record. And one of the renowned sports writers of our generation, and a guy that sees both sides of the ledger, a Newsday columnist, and writes for the legendary Amsterdam News, longtime friend Marcus Henry, who I finally learned his last name out tonight. I've been calling him Marcus for years, you know what I mean? Like he didn't have a last name, but then again, he's renowned so much. Like that. Marcus, you know, it's the same old story here, man. They're driving, they're doing well. Revis is gone. Holmes is gone. A whole lot of guys are gone, but here they are. They seem to get everything in sync, and then bango, interception. The continuing self-destructing mode of the New York Jets.
Well, if they could actually run the ball, that wouldn't be a problem. I mean, once they get inside the 20, these teams, you know, bunch up in the middle, and dare the Jets basically to go outside to the one-on-one covers, and the Jets usually bite into that, and Sanchez throws another.
Yeah, but you know, Marcus, if you can see this up in the press box, if you can see this at home, why can't the Jets see this on the field?
I mean, it's not that they don't see it. They just don't have the ability right now to run.
Okay.
Remember, Nick Mangold is out now.
Mm-hmm.
He's hurt. He's not coming back into the game. They got Matt Swanson at center, Vladimir Dukasa, the left guard. He's not really, you know, he's been a project. So now they're stuck with their backups as the starters. You know, the running is terrible. They ran for 31 yards in the first half. I mean, the Texans had 112 at the half. I mean, that's the story right there. If they could have run the ball a little better, maybe they can get within the five and at least have a shot for a field goal. I mean, the fact that they have to pass the ball so much is going to be a problem this season.
Marcus, you know, it seems that when Tim Tebow comes into the game, he's going to run the football. I mean, it's like telling the opposition he's not going to throw, he's going to run. I mean, a lot of people said they felt that if the Jets, they're 2-2 now, if they're 2-4, 2-5, Tim Tebow is going to wind up being the starting quarterback of the New York Jets.
Well, I don't think they're going to pull him. My guess is the Colts game could be the breaking point. If the Jets offense can't do anything against the Colts, that could be it for him. I mean, because this is just getting crazy. I mean, he's completing less than 50% of his passes every game now. I mean, he's not even a competent passer now. I mean, Tebow can't throw as well as Sanchez, but at least with Tebow, if they get a consistent package and form and not use him just two or three times a game, they might be able to gain some consistency. Because one thing with Tebow, at the very least, you can fool teams with the Wildcat. You know, he can actually throw a little bit out of the Wildcat, and at least you can keep the defenses guessing. That might actually open up some running lanes. Now, I don't think they're going to be that much better, but they might scare defenses just a little more with Tebow in.
That's kind of Sports and Depth on the Blake Network Rainbow Solar Channel, Sports and Depth of the show. We're at MetLife Stadium Live, where the Houston Texans lead the New York Jets 17-7, 5:54 in the third quarter, and it seems to be going the way it always goes. Okay, so next week, Marcus, could be the break-a-tail game. I mean, this game is still not out of hand, but it seems to be when the Jets get behind, they don't catch up. Can we blame a lot? I mean, it seems the big thing here started, and I got Rudy Scazzuti and Big J on the line, too, as well as Mark Booker, who joined us tonight, a new part of our Blake Radio staff. It seems that psychologically, I don't know how true it is, Marcus, you know, you're in the hub of this, they started talking about everything going downhill when Revis went. It was like, oh, my goodness, Revis is gone. You know, here's the guy that's a great defensive player. You know, and then it started to just continue. Just Holmes. Was that a big psychological depression for them once Revis went down?
Nah, you know what? I don't think they would have beat the 49ers even if they had Revis. And they wouldn't be winning this game either. Actually, this downfall actually started, probably goes back to 2010. You know, people forget when Alan Faneca, they had him in 2009, that offensive line was the best in football. They didn't want to pay Faneca, so they cut him. And they, you know, put Matt Slauson into the lineup, and they had him and Vladimir Dukas battle it out. Well, Dukas was a project. Matt Slauson easily won the job, but he's really just adequate at best. And they haven't done anything to that offensive line since they cut Faneca. I mean, they got the rookie offensive tackle, Austin Howard.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding his own, but they bring in help for him almost every play. You at the stadium, you hear when they say 63 is eligible.
Yeah.
They're bringing him in as an extra tight end to sit next to Howard. And as a result, the Jets have less guys in the pattern, and it's harder for Sanchez to actually find open players. The Jets did nothing with that offensive line, and it's killing them now.
It's amazing.
That's the problem with this team. They can't run the ball well, and then when they start passing a lot, you know, the defensive ends on opposing teams just pin their ears back and just, you know, and they're just killing them with the pass rush.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. The C-Wings, you said, the longest time, 2 years ago, the deterioration started, which took away the running game. Sanchez no longer had, and Baltimore, you know, he'd never been the same since the Baltimore game series when he was running for his life down there. When they ran rough shots, they dragged him, they beat him, they mugged him, they did everything but rape him, and maybe they did. But, I mean, he hasn't been the same mentally since then, and then bringing in Tebow didn't do anything to help his psyche. You know, and this is why, you know, Doc Stanley Sports have on the Blake, but never Rainbow, so the Channel Sports and Deference Show. We're out at MetLife Stadium Live down in Baltimore. The Yankees are following the New York Jets, too. They're trailing Baltimore 2-1. Here are they in the top of the sixth inning. And Marcus Henry, and this is why we bring these people to you. Now, these are people who are experts, some of the best, and that's one of the things I pride myself and thank God of having these people as friends and colleagues. That great line, Walt Whitman, I no doubt deserve many, as I doubt if I deserve my friends. And Marcus, and Rudy, you jump in here too, and you know, and you, Wings, I want you to handle this now. This is what you said. I mean, people don't understand how the destruction is happening. And it always seems there's always problem paying certain guys here, Marcus. If you ain't the right complexion, you don't get paid.
Yeah, well, Fanning is not a brother.
I know what I'm saying, but you know,
but we know exactly.
But the Jets, you know, well, a lot of teams like to get cheap with guards and centers. But that's the place where you can't get cheap. I mean, you got to spend money for these offensive linemen. I mean, because if your other offensive line is not up to snuff, you are not moving the ball. And you see what's happening with the Jets.
What I don't understand, most of the money is coming from the signing bonus.
Yeah.
Coming from the signing bonus. It's not like these guys got guaranteed contracts. If they come in, if they don't produce early, we know the next year they're either out, and they're going somewhere else. But you know, as a whole, they've been deteriorating after that second AFC Championship game against Pittsburgh. What they did, they basically depleted the team. I mean, the expectations for the Jets this season was really not to even make the playoffs. We're sitting here saying the Jets are terrible, but in reality, we all knew that. When they got Tebow, it didn't improve the team. It created more of a circus atmosphere.
Let us say one thing, too. Okay, now, they were very strong in the red zone last year, so now they let Plaxico go into this season, and now they're one of the worst in the red zone.
Well,
I mean, you know.
But there was something interesting with the Plaxico. I was listening to ESPN the other day, and Michael Kay, they were talking about that there was something going around during the Super Bowl radio row that Plaxico had made some sort of comment about that they would never win a Super Bowl with Mark Sanchez. Do you think that may have something to do with them not signing him?
Well, it couldn't have been much worse than what Holmes did.
But the difference between him and Holmes is Holmes has guaranteed money.
That's true.
Exactly.
And it would have been a $9 million salary cap hit, so they could not cut him.
Plaxico,
they could get rid of with no... with no damage, but they had to keep Holmes.
The
only reason why Holmes is still a Jet is because he's owed money and the cap hit, to tell you the truth. That's the only reason why he's still a Jet. Because if they could have got rid of him, he would be gone.
Something
about the NFL, they don't mess around with anybody. If you cannot produce, see, you're gone. And as we're on the phone here, Joe McKnight just returned a kickoff return, 102 yards. And it just trailed 20-14 now, so it looks like there is a little bit of hope.
Well, based on the score of last week's game, 34-0, the Jets are playing the most offensive, energized team in the league right now. Like you said, Marcus, on the show last week, it could have been 17-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Now we're in the third quarter, and the Jets are actually being competitive. We all thought this was going to be over by halftime.
Well, the key is the defense seems to have adjusted pretty well. And in the first half, they had Houston guessing. They would rush three, drop back eight, rush four, drop back. They mixed it up. And that's how Cromartie got that interception in the first half.
Yes.
Because they mixed it up. They're going to have to keep doing that until the offense can get something going.
You stated that was the best thing going for the Jets this season is the defense. The defense seems to come to play. There's no offense.
Yeah.
You know, Sanchez, and I'm not going to put it all on Sanchez. Players, when the balls are in their numbers, are dropping them. We win as a team, you lose as a team. Yes, because he's the quarterback. He's supposed to be the leader. But when you're throwing these receivers the ball, and these are catches that should be made. They're not making them.
Yeah, Holmes had a bad, you know, at the Buffalo game he was good, but after that he dropped some easy ones. He struggled before he got hurt in Miami. You know, they do need these guys to catch passes. And Jeremy Curley, you know, there's a lot of pressure on that kid.
Yeah.
But he's actually played pretty well. I got to give him some credit. He had a big catch in the first half that got them down to the 13. Unfortunately, Sanchez threw the pick a play later. But, you know.
Well, you mentioned earlier, though, about the running game being horrible. But what about Sean Green? I mean, you know, he's like averaging running back in the league with at least
the lowest to carry in the league.
Well, but you see that.
He's looking to bounce it outside. He looks like he's always looking to go into the hole, but there's no hole.
You know,
but when you see here on Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network, Sports and Death is a show, this is the problem here. Sean Green, when you had that team, the first team that went to the AFC Championship, they had the impact players that were able to make that hole so he can run. You saw it in the postseason game against Cincinnati. Sean Green had a breakout run, a couple of breakout runs. That's the problem here with the Jets. There's injuries. They lack the impact players. They lack wide receiver weapons, the depth at wide receiver. When they got rid of Brad Smith, Jericho Cotchery, Braylon Edwards, he has no one to throw to. And this is critical year now, his breakout year. Who does he have to throw to? Stephen Hill, he's a rookie. Antonio Holmes, he's injured. I mean, who does he have to throw to, and where's the protection for him to set? To get in a three-step set to throw the ball, but who's he throwing it to?
But it's also worth noting that Sean Green is not a versatile running back.
Yeah.
He's basically in between the tackles, and he doesn't make a lot of guys miss. I mean, he's good when he gets ahead of steam, but he has to get ahead of steam. I mean, they need another back. I mean, in 2009, they had Thomas Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a devastating combination.
Yeah.
Sean Green was good as the second guy.
But as the
main guy,
no,
he's not the one. I mean, they need another guy that can get 15, 17 touches a game. Problem is, the Jets have salary cap issues, so I don't even know if they can do that in the offseason unless they get lucky in a draft and can get a stud running back, which the way this season is going, you know, they might get a top 10.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they might be picking.
Yeah.
They need a running back, but it seems like they're running back. They're going backwards. They don't have the place.
Running backwards, bro.
They're running backwards. But, you know, about how much do we have to look to see? Is it Rex Ryan's fault, or does it come from the general manager?
That's a good point there. Dr. County Sports Network on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Solar Channel Sports Network show. For 11 straight years, the Jets have just broken the NFL record, where the special teams has returned a touchdown back, and Baltimore, the Orioles, have just scored another run. They're up 3-1 here now, looking to tie the series against the Yankees and come back here. The Yankees have actually done what they wanted. They got that first win. That's huge, as they'll come home and play three games if they lose this game today. But, you know, the thing, too, we're going back, and you know, talked about, you know, a name that never gets mentioned in this thing is really amazing, Marcus and Rudy, Jerome, and also we want Mark Booker to say hello. Say hello to everybody, Mark. Just say hi.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Mark's part of our blog, new Spurs of our football staff. You know, a name that you never hear, and I think, you know, he's been sort of unscathed, sort of unseen, is Tannenbaum, Marcus. I mean, you know, all the pressure seems to be on Rex and Sanchez, and nobody's talking about this guy. And, you know, if he clean house, you know, you got to start with him, gentlemen.
Yeah, no, it does start with him. It does start at the top with Tannenbaum, and again, I think it all started with the Faneca thing. They cut him. They never really replaced him. And then when Damian Woody retired, they inserted Wayne Hunter into the starting spot. Now, in fairness, they were kind of forced to do that because he retired at a time when the draft was over and they just couldn't really do anything to upgrade. So they were forced to go with Hunter. But then coming into this season, you know, they used the fourth and a sixth round pick to trade for Tim Tebow. They could have used that to move up to get a first round right tackle instead of sticking with Wayne Hunter, who was terrible in the preseason. I mean, he was awful.
Yeah.
They had to trade him.
And particularly to trade those picks for Tebow and not to utilize him, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he needs to be on the field for more plays. I don't even care if he's got the
decoy. Tebow is here for tickets, Sam.
I mean, well, look, if you I agree with that. That part of it was ticket sales. I mean, if you're going to give up two draft picks for a guy, you know, you got a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, a fourth and a sixth. I mean, fourth round pick is pretty valuable.
Yeah.
Sixth round pick, you know, is hit or miss, but fourth round pick, that's a lot to give up, especially for a backup quarterback, who you're bringing in to be the backup. So.
And then you don't want to put him in because you say that you don't think that you should play the starter. But, and I'm not saying they should be playing Sanchez with Tebow, and I'm not saying it's all Sanchez's fault, but I think
you got to use
there's an accumulation of things, you know, going on through the years where it just haven't added good players.
Listen, just put Tebow in the backfield with Sean Green.
No,
I think the Jets should have went after Sean Green. Give Tebow the ball. He's got to run. At least when he busts up the middle, it spreads out and he gets yardage. Sean Green goes up the middle and he gets popped right at the line, line of scrimmage. Let's try him in the backfield. And what that is, that gives you a little diversification because, say, he goes around and he stays behind. It still gives him the option to throw.
Yeah. They
got to do anything at this point.
Because
looking at the standards in the division, they're still in it.
Yeah. They
got to start to make drastic changes now.
They need to use Tebow. Look, Rex even said we're going to run 20 up to 20 plays for him. This is when they first got him. I mean, you either use him or don't use him. You can't just sprinkle him in one play here, one play. He has to get some momentum, any quarterback.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, the point is, every time he comes in the game, he's not going to throw the football. So the defense has got half of the problem solved.
No, but he will throw the football if they start actually using
it. As of now, he doesn't throw the football. So you know he's going to throw. Brock, did you call it on us? Join us here?
He's throwing two passes. Join us here. Was your call? He's thrown two passes this year.
Yeah.
And last week it was a fumble.
Yeah.
And then this week he dropped it. I mean, look, if you get Tebow 15 to 20 plays a week, at some point he's going to become productive.
Without a doubt.
Because look, he's not a great passer, but you will keep defenses guessing. They can't just stack eight guys.
I got
in the box,
917-770-7215. Who's that joining me?
He brings a totally different energy into the game when he comes.
Was that Michael?
Totally different energy when he comes into the game. You know, when he makes a play, you can see the emotion. He brings something to the game that Sanchez doesn't.
I'm not big on emotion and stuff.
Sometimes emotional lifts the victory.
You got to have talent. One thing I will say about him is what me and Joe Klecko talked about early part of the year. Say what you want. The guy won his division last year. The guy took his team to the playoff, and the guy did something that the Jets didn't do again this year, beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. So. You got a point. Good play. I got 917-770-7215. Okay, that's you. Okay, I keep losing you, Rudy. Now, I'm looking for Bronson to join us here. I don't see his call coming in. You got to run with Okay, Marcus, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem, Doc.
And,
thanks, Marcus. Love talking football with the guys.
Okay. And take care of yourself. Marcus Henry from Newsday and the legend Amsterdam News. He's running back. And right now, the Jets are trailing 20-14. Bronsonet Television is going to join us in just a minute. But let's do a quick spot here and get back to football. But a quick – Van Dusky's not here tonight, but we're still going to play it anyway. You know what I mean? That will be safe and sorry in case Jerome and Rudy do something here that may jeopardize my standing with my fans. I've got to put a disclaimer in here that you know that if you don't agree with them, I don't agree with them either. I need my show. You know what I mean? Stanley, Sports and Dev on the Blake with the Network. Thanks, folks, for the show. Really good to have these two guys. They're one of the top shows around. Hey, listen, hang on a minute. Bronxnet TV is with us. We'll be back in just a minute. Nobody move.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Radio at its best. You are listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Okay, and Bronsnet TV is with us now.
We got Bronsnet here.
Bronsnet,
give us your name and join us, will you?
Bobby C.
Bobby C. And you can sit down and have a seat. Now, I guess you can do some more jet bashing too, like everybody else is doing. What the heck? Because if you don't, you'll be out of sync here. You just mean. Bobby C, you know, what we said here too, are you listening? And a name that seems to go unscathed, a name that seems to escape any sort of criticism, a name that seems to take no blame, is a man upset, Tannenbaum. I mean, you know, if you clean house, I think you got to start with Tannenbaum.
I think the last couple of years, the Jets' roster has continued to get weaker and weaker. You know, you look at the AFC Championship teams, and they've continued to remove parts and not put parts back into the system here. And I think if the Jets are going to try to get back in that AFC Championship game or perhaps in the Super Bowl, they're going to have to try to replace some of those pieces that got them there the first time around, and they haven't been able to do that.
Yeah. You think Sanchez is the guy that can take them there all the way?
I think it's still a little bit undetermined at this point. I mean, he's still a young guy. He's done a good job, but he is a play-action quarterback, and I think if the Jets are going to succeed, they're going to need a better running back. I don't think Sean Green is the guy. I'm not sure if Mark Sanchez is the guy, but they don't have enough.
Bobby, see, I thought you said you couldn't get into the
I'm sorry, can you hear me over there?
Can you hear me, Rooney? Hey, hold on, Rooney. I mean, I thought you said you couldn't get in. You said everything we said. I mean, it's like you're psychic or something? Oh, my goodness. But you're right on the money. Mel Smith Jr. just joined us. Rooney, could you give us a quick intro? Welcome everybody to Sports Def Nation real quick because we're live here from MetLife Stadium.
Oh, well, of course, Doc. The Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I'm here. We're here via the Blake Radio Network, and the straw that stirs the drink is here. And that indeed is Doc Stanley.
Take it away, Rooney. Doc. Okay, Rooney, we got the panel. You heard everybody. Everybody's basically saying the same thing we've been saying. The Jets have constantly regressed over the course of the last few years, some line problems. But the thing we're talking about, too, as we're going to continue, I mean, the guy that nobody hears about, the pressure's on Sanchez. We don't know if Tebow's the right guy, Rex Ryan. But the guy upstairs, Tannenbaum, has to take a lot of weight on this whole thing here.
The problem with Tannenbaum, as the gentleman was saying earlier, Doc, is that they've taken all of his weapons away. Yes, he has regressed. Yes, he hasn't looked nearly like the quarterback that took him to two AFC championships. But by the same token, as the gentleman, I'm sorry I didn't get his name, but as you were saying, okay, Sean Green is not a 20-carrier game back. He's mediocre at best. He doesn't have any. If I'm a defensive coordinator, who do I have to prepare for on this Jets team? I mean, despite the injuries, you know, I know they've been injury-plagued this year. But even when they had their full complement, I mean, who exactly am I scared about on the offensive side of the ball with the New York Jets? Is it the running back? Is it the one decent tight end? Keller obviously has a tough time staying on the field. If I'm a defensive coordinator, who am I worried about on the offensive side of the ball?
That's the big problem there, Doc. I think the Jets should have tried to go after Cedric Benson in the offseason, try to sign him. I know he's injury-prone as well. He's still an explosive running back. I think he has a good 3-4 more years left in him that he would do a better job here in the Jets. I mean, the Jets need a lot of work. They need to be overhauled on the offensive line. They need someone that could, guys that can make the hole for the running game. We need wide receivers. I mean, Santonio Holmes, he's small. He's what, 5'10"? He's not a big guy. Stephen Hill is a rookie. He's coming along. Who else do we have? I mean, I hate to keep going back to this. The Jets started going downhill when they got rid of Braylon Edwards, Jericho Cotchery, and Brad Smith. Those were some good weapons with Sanchez. Even in his rookie years, he was able to throw to them, especially Braylon Edwards in the middle of the field, sidelines, 40-yard pass. like they did when they played the Texans and came back, what was it, 50 seconds left, and they came back and scored the touchdown. He threw the end zone pass in the corner to Santonio Holmes in 2010. But once they got rid of those weapons, you could put Tom Brady on this team. You could put Peyton Manning on this team. They will struggle because they have no weapons to throw.
You're right, C. He's absolutely right, Doc. C is absolutely right. They didn't. Yes, he has regressed, but in fairness to the young man, he has no offensive weapons. He has nobody that can stretch the field. He doesn't have a back that the 20 carrier game, 95 yard, 100 yard a game carry back.
Curtis Martin gone. He's in the Hall of Fame, no doubt about that.
Yeah. Green got his 1,000 plus yards last year, Doc, slightly over 1,000. But in this 16 game NFL season, what does that amount to? About 68 yards? A game? I mean, it doesn't have anybody that can stretch the back.
Come on, Rooney, be a little hard on it, brother. I mean, it's a little more than 58 yards. I'm getting brother a little bit.
Actually, I said 68 yards.
Okay, I'm going to get 58 yards. Okay, all right. I got the whole assistant coach, I got Bobby C, new assistant coach, I got C-Ring's head coach, I got the two scouts here, Jerome and Rudy, I got the GM, I mean, Marcus in here. Hey, Doc, can you explain the Blake Rainbow Show? The Channel Sports Network, the show. Jets are trying to make a comeback down in Baltimore. The Yankees are trailing 3-1 in the seventh inning in their playoff game here against the Baltimore Orioles. Derek Jeter's at the plate right now. The only Yankee ever to get his second base hit the game, and I think we may have a no. Yeah, okay, here he comes. And that's actually Derek Sanderson Jeter, the only Yankee to ever get 3,000 base hits, and the only Yankee ever to be MVP in an All-Star game. And the Yankees now are one run back in the seventh inning here at Baltimore. The Jets are more than one run back, a whole bunch back here against the Texans and things I look for. Obviously, can things get better?
I think you have to be impressed by how the Jets have played tonight, honestly. When you look at the matchup coming into this game, I think many people thought they would lose by 30 or 40 points.
Maybe 40. And actually, 34-0 against San Francisco, who offense is not as potent as Texas. We thought, to be honest, that the game was going to be over in the first quarter.
And there's been a couple of plays that have decided the game tonight for the Jets. I mean, interceptions and play there at the end of the half.
Yeah.
So a couple breaks,
which is a huge play.
Correction here. And again, there's no such thing as a moral victory, but if the Jets are able to keep it closer in the fourth quarter, I think they'd have to feel pretty good about their performance tonight.
Definitely. I mean, especially with the injuries they've had, you know, I mean, when you really look at it, they did lose it, probably their two top players, you know, that they have, definitely on offense and defense. So, you know, there's going to be some type of drop-off. I mean, you know, you take two. I mean, I'm a Steelers fan, but, I mean, when you really look at what happened with the Steelers, when they didn't have Mendenhall, Polamalu, and Harrison, they suffered. You know what I'm saying? They got them back. I mean, you know, they won barely yesterday, but, I mean, if they didn't have them, they might have lost. You know, so you can't take great players off the field and expect the performance level to be the same. It's just too much. And the Jets were limited talent to begin with. So now when you add that to the situation, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough the rest of the way.
And under Bobby, see, you said something too. You said, you know, you have to. We have to, like, salute the effort. And have we come down to outstanding effort instead of wins? Come on, be honest.
At the beginning of the season, we all predicted that the Jets would probably not make the playoffs. So, I mean, how high are you going to put the ball?
The opinions of the guests on the show are not that of the host.
The Jets don't have the talent on the field to take him for the playoffs.
They're no longer an elite football team.
You know,
I think they're expecting.
They were an elite football team. They got to the championship series twice.
They had the best defensive team in the league, and they were one game away from the championship. But even last year, as disarray they were the number one team in the red zone, and here's Tebow again, who I think you might as well make him a halfback instead of a quarterback. Every time he gets the ball, he's running the ball. But the Jets are trying to get his Tebow again. And right now, maybe you ought to let Sean Green play quarterback and let Tebow be your running back.
But I thought put them both in the backfield.
You know, that way, one thing, Sanchez always knows where he's at, right? You started, Jerome.
Sure.
Right now.
And ask Joe Thomas if he wanted to play second string quarterback behind Sanchez, and I was going to see Wesley see if he wanted to play wide receiver tonight. Maybe I'm telling you.
Hey, let me just say one thing quick. Somebody on the Jets is wearing number 19, right? Isn't that Don Maynard's number?
No, Maynard was number 13.
13. Okay.
Manny was someone just 13.
I thought they were trying to bring him back too.
I asked Don Manny one time why he was 13. He said, "Well, you know, I had my license plate number. It was the name of number of my house." He said, "I was born in 13 months. What 13 months?" He said, "January." Well, Doc Stanley, Sports Dev on the Blake and the Rainbow Soul Channel, Sports Dev Show, we're live from MetLife Stadium where the Jets are trying to get in the end zone back into the football game, as the Yankees down in Baltimore are trying to do the same thing. Mel, what's the solution you see, Mel?
I'm sorry, Doc. I was having a hard time hearing the question. Can I have that again, please?
Yeah. I mean, what do you see the solution here for the Jets?
I know the solution is they need more talent. That is the solution. But no, Doc, seriously, as one of the reporters was saying earlier, they were stretched thin to begin with. I mean, they didn't have a world of talent. I mean, Tannenbaum didn't put a world of talent on offensive or defensive side of the ball to begin with. That and the fact that they've been absolutely wrecked by injury, this is basically going to be somewhat of a lost year. I mean, you know, obviously they're going to have a long way to go for the rest of the year, but come on, let's face it, they're not really going any place this year, record-wise. But they, you know, they should have taken this as a year to evaluate what they do have. Who are the guys, you know, that are, you know, second, third string? See what you got. See what you have there. You know, see who's on the
thing that you're talking about, Rooney, is look, again, here you are down in the red zone, and you come away with 3 points. Anytime you come away with 3 points in the red zone, it's a psychological lift for the defense.
Oh, always. I mean, hey,
again, I still, at this point in the game, for them to be in the game like this, I think it's impressive what the Jets have done tonight because they have a chance to win this game.
Well, they're not going to win the game, but they were representative, I'll say that.
Well, you're right, because at this point, last week, the 49ers, they had no chance to win the game. You got a point there, Bobby. Well, I mean, you know, it's still a long way to go. We'll see what's happening. Doc Stanley, Sports Def on the Blake, with the Network Rainbow, so the channel Sports Def for the show, they're all here. C-Wings, Rudy Jerome, Bobby C., Mel Cupsell Smith Jr., and our newest member to the Blake Radio football team, Mark Booker. We're live here going down to Baltimore. The Yankees, 2 runs, 8 hits. They're trailing the Baltimore Orioles, who have 3 runs and 6 hits, but they're trying to break things wide open here. A-Rod is at the plate. He comes in here with a playoff average of 143, 1-for-7. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a single, so let's see what's happening. So the guy, whether you like him or not, is the Willie Mays, a shortstop. There's never been a shortstop that could do the all like Alex Rodriguez. And we will see. Back here at the Jets game, we've got another good.
He's the Willie Mays, a shortstop.
You ain't got enough showtime for me to deal with him. No. You know, you guys, you know, whether you like the guy or not, just like Ty Cobb. You know, here's a guy who was a devout racist, a known member of the Ku Klux Klan, first guy voted in the Hall of Fame. Because numbers, you know, when Ty Cobb retired from baseball, Ty Cobb was number one in hits,
number one
in batting titles, number one in stolen bases, and had won a triple crown.
A-Rod never took steroids.
Well, I mean, listen, statistically, he's the only infielder to ever do 40-40. Okay, he's the only shortstop to have back-to-back 50 home run seasons. He's the only shortstop to get 600 hits. He's won a Gold Glove at shortstop, a Gold Glove at third base, and the guy has not been physically there. Okay, man, you can't turn around and tell me a guy like Bobby Richardson, who has 4 or 5 World Series rings, is better than A-Rod. You can't tell me Casey Jones is better than Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, because he has 8 World Championships. Okay, statistically, the guy's not doing things lately, but a lot of guys have not come through in the clutch.
But you know what?
You're not going to agree with me. Let's get back to football.
Yeah, no, right?
I told you needed another shot. I warned you.
let's get back to football.
We're taking the radio to TV.
Stop saying we're going to the play good in the back. Rainbow Souls is chill. Busted up is the show. And we have four games for you. The game down in Baltimore. And we've got the game here that the Jets have gotten back into the game. 11:48 left. 23-2. What a catch by here. 23-17 Houston is leading the Jets, and 3-2 Baltimore is leading the Yankees. And we got a good few minutes left. Gentlemen, you know, something happened last week that kind of been overlooked. But, you know, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers had a serious situation that he almost lost an eye last week, and people haven't realized that. And I kind of look back at that, could have had a big factor to play in yesterday's loss. But the seriousness, you know, me and Justino Lois, who's part of the group, we talked about, I remember Jabbar when he started wearing goggles. And when Jabbar said, you know, he started wearing goggles because he was down to his last pair of eyeballs. And you know, I think we haven't looked at how serious would have happened to Rodgers last week with almost really losing an eye.
He's a good quarterback. They have yesterday's loss against Indianapolis exposed the Achilles heel of Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't see them being the juggernaut they were last season, the last two seasons. So the Jets are going to have problems next week. They're struggling with the Texans. Imagine the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, they're a young team, but I mean, to come back yesterday and beat the Green Bay Packers like that, that's only going to empower them coming into MetLife Stadium next week.
Well, dude, Texas right now is 5-0. Nobody's been running over Texans anyway right now. But I'm just trying to say, and you've made a good point, you know, Green Bay's biggest offense was their defense. Their biggest defense was their offense. And right now, the offense can't get rolling. They've got problems. But I'm just looking at the possibility of the injury being a lot more of a serious nature than what we think, and just the idea of somebody losing their eye. I mean, Johnny Unitas once talked about, you know, the way quarterbacks today were protected. He said they should have skirts on. But, you know, that's something that's quite serious. And, like I said, could have had an effect on yesterday's game. And, like you said, Green Bay losing that game with the refs that, you know, want the top grade guy, that's a big loss, too. So you put last week's loss with that week's loss, and Green Bay's in some serious trouble. Gentlemen?
Yeah, I agree with you, Doc. Bobby C?
Bobby?
No, it's still too early in the season. I mean, if you would have looked at this point last year and looked at where the Giants were, a lot of teams in the NFL will struggle middle of the season, and it's really how you play those final 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Yeah. I mean, the Giants were a team that was 9-7 that went on to win the Super Bowl, so I wouldn't count out the Packers. I think they're still one of the potentially elite teams in the NFL.
What about the New Orleans Saints?
I might be worried about the Saints, but
thanks,
I don't know.
I know Bobby can see this. Bob,
know.
Thanks a lot. He can see it on somebody. Bob, there. Okay, thanks, Bob. New Orleans is in trouble.
Would you have believed that going into the season that New Orleans?
No way in the world. No way in the world.
But they don't. You know, but they don't have. I mean, we're like this. I think I'd be surprised if San Francisco's not the NFC champs. I'll just be surprised if San Francisco's not the NFC.
Well,
champs.
Well, Rudy, you got a lot. You old. You old champions on anyway. So just you on your
feet. You got to get old.
For back to Joe McCann. So you that don't even count. Somebody come on, please, just San Francisco.
Give Atlanta. Come on.
That's true.
You got to give Atlanta a shot.
They do.
They are a good team.
Thank everybody for joining us. We got to wrap it up here. It's near the end here. We got to get back. So I just want to thank everybody for being with us. We'll be back. Everybody's going to be with me back here next week. Our next show next Sunday. We have the Jets. We could be if the Colts beat them, I guess they could just all kind of like just jump into the rivers of them out here and I'm going to lose today. You know what I mean? But Bobby, I know Bobby is not the end of the year. I'm really supposed to have the Blue Creator Network, Rainbow Soul Channel, Sports Devon Show. Thanks a lot for being with us. I want to thank everybody for joining us. MetLife Stadium, we're leaving you with the Jets down. We're leaving you with the Yankees down. And I got a feeling that the Yankees will probably come back a lot quicker than the Jets will. But we will see. Doc Stanley, Sports Devon, the Blake Creator Network, Rainbow Soul Channel, Sports Devon Show. the number one African sportscaster in the history of New York City radio and the sideline reporter for the New York Jets, will tell everybody goodbye. The one only, the astute, the renowned, the legendary, none other than Larry Hardesty. Okay, maybe Larry won't. I'll just say it tonight. Gang, God bless you all. Trust in God. Thanks for being with us. And we'll be back with you on Sunday. From MetLife Stadium. The Jets, Cardinals big today over the Nationals 12-4. So they're back side-side in their series. And we'll tell you some more later on.
Doc, I may not be back next week.
Will?
I may not be back next week. I may be in pads on the field.
I don't need that kind of talk in my show, please. God bless you all. Trust in God. Hey, who? Okay, hey, no, we're going up here right now, okay? Doc Stanley, sports network on the Blake with an epic rainbow show, a channel sports network show. We're leaving right now with the Jets trailing 23-17 with 9:38 left in the go. And I want to thank you again for joining us. We'll be back on Sunday when the Jets play the Indianapolis Colts right here at MetLife Stadium. Doc Stanley, sports and death. God bless you all and trust in God.